It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 64 degrees. KSL's top story. The Davis School District has settled with the U.S. government over severe racial harassment of Black and Asian American students. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. She's in the 24-hour news center with the details. Kira?
This started back in 2019 when the Justice Department opened an investigation into reports of race-based harassment. The department's investigation found persistent failures in responding to reports of harassment done by district staff and other students. The department's review focused on 2015 to 2020 and found hundreds of documented uses of the N-word, derogatory racial comments, and physical assaults targeting district students at dozens of schools. The department also found Davis disciplined Black students more harshly than their white peers for similar behavior, and that the school denied Black students the ability to form student groups while supporting similar requests by other students. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
There are about 8 different bullet points, steps that Davis County schools have agreed to take to avoid this lawsuit. They include retaining a consultant to review and revise their anti-discrimination policies and basically take on institutional reforms. They have to make a department to handle race discrimination complaints. They have to offer training to staff and respond to complaints of harassment and discrimination and clearly communicate to parents and students how they would report discrimination. KSL News Time 6:32. A man who works in IT for Salt Lake City has been arrested in connection with human trafficking. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports this man is in jail on investigation of several charges, including aiding prostitution.
Investigators say 50-year-old Patrick Kevin Driscoll is a danger to society and want him held in the Salt Lake County Jail without bail. This after he was arrested in connection with a human trafficking bust of a bountiful man earlier this month. Chief Mike Brown says Driscoll, who worked in IT for Salt Lake City, had access to sensitive information to help the alleged trafficker avoid detection.
A search warrant to Driscoll's home turned up digital storage devices with names and phone numbers of police officers. Officers who might investigate prostitution and human trafficking. A specialist in the IT field says what happened in Salt Lake City could have been prevented. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
Nexus IT's Tara Anderson tells KSL's David Dujanovic IT workers do have to be able to access some sensitive stuff sometimes.
So there is a level of access there that is very common, but at the same time, there are plenty of solutions that prevent crime and too much access like this.
One option, she says, could have prevented what happened in Salt Lake is called privileged access management. It basically means no one person should have all of the keys to the kingdom. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Millions of Americans could get booster shots by this weekend. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, an independent CDC panel voted unanimously today to recommend a booster for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health.
The boosters are really helpful. While the vaccines are working well in preventing severe infections, we are seeing breakthroughs, and we see very clear evidence now that boosters, especially for high-risk individuals, make an enormous difference in reducing those infections.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky must still sign off on the recommendations and is expected to do so quickly. President Biden is standing firm on his deadline to lawmakers to reach an agreement on his human infrastructure agenda that aims to fund paid family leave, expand health care, and extend a child tax credit. Moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin have been very wary of the bill's $3.5 trillion price tag, so the president proposed a smaller number, around $2 trillion.
You always know I've been at 1.5, okay? Negotiations are ongoing, and I think people have had good dialogue. We just want to make sure that what we're doing is basically going to be sustainable and it helps the people.
Democrats have also signaled that this bill will be considered alongside the bipartisan infrastructure bill that funds traditional infrastructure projects. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the bills will not be considered separately.
My conversation with him is the same as it was before. It's not a standalone bill. It's considered as just one, and Republicans are opposed to having the just one.
The deadline is set for the end of next week before the president leaves on an international trip. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. Investigators in Central California have announced a cause of death for an entire family who died while out hiking over the summer in the Sierra National Forest. ABC's Alex Stone has the new details.
Jonathan Garish, Ellen Chung, their one-year-old girl, and their dog were all out hiking along a remote trail when all four died. Found in August, the family was experienced hikers. It has taken 2 months to figure out how they died. For a while, there were questions if they had been drinking deadly algae in the water, but Mariposa County Sheriff Jeremy Breeze says they were overcome by extreme heat.
Hyperthermia and probable dehydration.
On that day, he says it was 109 degrees and full sunlight on the climb the family was making. Alex Stone, ABC News.
6:36 at KSL. Ricky, your Dodgers are not looking good. They're down 3-1. It's the first inning, and they're already losing 2-0.
They're behind, I know. But, you know, never give up faith. Never
give
up hope.
Oh, that's a fan. That's a fan.
There you go. Well,
and that's a traffic reporter, so get to the traffic.
Still seeing leftover delays. Northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split in Farmington up to Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Thanks.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.